Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494 on a Monday. A game night Monday. Eagles, Falcons tonight. Monday Night Football. It's Nick Foles night. We got a lot to discuss. The Phillies with a great weekend. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, listen, I'm going to give you a little man law this morning. It's two things a man should never do. Two things, Joe.
Okay, I'm listening.
Never tell a man he smells good. And never ask a man what kind of cologne he's wearing.
Okay.
I mean, it's just, you can't do that. It's just it's weird. It's almost like when you reach out to shake somebody's hand and they don't see it and you're just kind of stuck. It's like you don't know what to do after that. You don't know how to respond to that.
Oh, like BG and DeCamera a couple weeks ago?
Yeah, it's one of those things, man. It's just a weird conversation to have to ask a man, hey, what do you smell good. What are you wearing?
It's a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot. Okay. It's an uncomfortable conversation.
All right. Well, here's an uncomfortable reality, Hugh Douglas. A.J. Brown out for tonight.
He ain't playing, boss.
No, he's not. So we got a Monday night game tonight. The Eagles are favored by 5.5 points. It was 6.5, but we found out yesterday officially A.J. Brown is out for the game. And, Hugh, I think we need to start here, okay? A.J. out, and a lot of people have a lot of optimism. It's going to be the home opener. It's Nick Foles night, but I got Hugh Douglas over here, walked in today, literally wearing his plant-based Hugh shirt. And Hugh, it seems to me you got some nerves now.
No, I don't.
It's all right.
No, I just want to give a shout out to Philly Goat. They sent me this t-shirt, you know, and it just says plant-based Hugh, and I just decided to wear it today.
Yeah, but you are plant-based Hugh today.
No, I'm just saying I'm not. I'm just, what? Because I feel like. Like, let me tell you what happened yesterday. So I'm crushing fantasy football yesterday.
Finally, yeah.
By the way,
Big day yesterday.
Just want to let everybody know, if I'd have played any of y'all yesterday, y'all would have got dealt with.
Yeah, you got a good day.
I got 172 of them things. I had 172 points. But anyway, I digress. But I'm listening to like the injury reports come in and everything, and I'm like, it's no big deal. Then as I started to actually think about it, I'm like, damn. I start thinking about the matchups.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, going into this, A.J. Terrell is their best corner. So A.J. Terrell was going to be matched up against A.J. Brown. And I'm like, the physicality factor favors A.J. Brown in this situation. You know, with his ability to muscle guys out. A.J.'s a good corner. A.J. Terrell's a good corner. Then I'm like, oh, now he's going up against Skinny Batman. Not saying Skinny Batman's a slouch. That's not what I'm saying. But I feel like, because of his stature, it's a tougher day. Still a good day for him, but it's a little bit tougher day. So now we got to look at Jahan Dotson kind of step up a little bit. And I know we still got Saquon and everything. The matchup, it just changes things for me a little bit.
So you're a little nervous.
I'm not nervous.
It sounds like you're plant-based today.
Soft.
All right. Can I get everyone centered here and on the right side of this thing? There's no reason to be nervous today. The Eagles are going to win this football game. They're going to go to 2-0. Yes, A.J. Brown's a great player. I mean, no one's going to downplay the impact A.J. Brown has. The line moved, right? It moved a point yesterday based on the injury news. That's significant. Most players, non-quarterbacks, don't move the line. Your best pass rushers move the line. Maybe a Lane Johnson, an offensive tackle.
Yes.
Star receivers. These are the guys that move the line. Running backs, even the great ones, usually it's like a half a point for their out. So I get it. It's an impact, right? It's an impact thing. But can we relax here? A couple things. Number one, the Atlanta Falcons have a quarterback right now that can't move.
He's a statue.
And even when he's healthy, We know what happens to Kirk Cousins on primetime. He stinks. He's not a good primetime quarterback. He's a 1 o'clock Sunday quarterback. This game is at 8 o'clock on a Monday night. So we got Kirk Cousins in primetime. We got the home opener. We have Saquon Barkley, who everyone on Friday said, Joe, we got no handcuff on him. Let him run 30 times. Well, this is why you signed him. Let him run tonight. He's got to carry the day again like he did in week one. And Hugh, let's not forget, okay? It's Nick Foles night. They're Nick not Foles night. Losing on Nick Foles
not on
night.
Nick Foles night.
No. We're going to have him on the pregame show. They're going to run him out there at halftime. There's no way with the crowd as revved up as they're going to be. I think the lots open at 1 o'clock today.
Yeah, they open pretty early.
Yeah, everyone's going to be lubed up by 8 o'clock.
There were guys down there at like 5:30 a.m.
There's no way, AJ or not, the Eagles are losing to the Falcons
Man,
tonight.
Listen,
no let me tell you, way.
Can I just say something? I know it's still early, and like I said, a week ago, you're never as good as bad as you look. But, man, there's a lot of football being played yesterday that people were on the wrong side of certain bets that they took.
All the favorites got beat.
let's just keep it a bean for a minute there, Joe. Let's just be honest.
Tough weekend for the favorites.
let me just be honest. And I'm not even a betting man, but I knew that. Because just waking up that morning and watching some of these games, I'm like, hold up. The Vikings beat who? The Saints did what? Come on now. So you look at
the Raiders in Baltimore.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Antonio Pierce got on there talking about, you know what it is, like hard-nosed, beat people up football was played yesterday with that two, the Raiders and the Ravens. Man, that's why I'm a little bit, you know,
plant-based.
If you want it, whatever you want to call it, whatever you want to call it, because the NFL was set on its ear yesterday. The fact that the Cincinnati Bengals had all that bravado all week long. Damn, they went in and won a game. And let me tell y'all, I know some of y'all like to run with the narrative that was a bad call. Man, that was a good call.
It was interference. Yeah, he got there.
That was interference. And let's think about it. That happened twice in the game. They didn't call the first time.
Yeah.
That happened twice in the game. So that's a good call. Don't do that. Don't try to diminish what, you know, the Kansas City Chiefs were able to accomplish. And the Giants. And the Commodores, man, come on. There was a lot of football play yesterday that had everybody kind of looking like, oh, this ain't what we thought it was.
Well, that happens. Week one, we think we know, and then week two comes
this
around.
This ain't what we thought it was.
Well, hopefully tonight we think we know, and we know that the Eagles are better than the Atlanta Falcons. 215-592-9494. Let me add one more thing in, right? We got Cousins in primetime. He's not winning this game. Home open. Everyone's going to be lubed up by 8:15 tonight. Saquon's going to run wild. They're not losing the Foles game. And let's not forget, okay? Let's not forget, and I know you're right, Hugh, that yesterday we saw some things that were the opposite of week one. But the last time we saw the Falcons, they couldn't block, and they have a quarterback right now that is 11 months off an Achilles injury.
Yes.
Okay, and tonight we get Jalen Carter, and hopefully, we get an Eagles pass rush that takes advantage of a Falcons line that is not that great on the edges. 215-592-9494. Plant-based Hugh is nervous with AJ out. I'm not. I'm not trying to downplay the injury. I mean, AJ Brown is a great player. But I just think the Eagles are going to be fine tonight in this spot at home against the Falcons outside their dome. Kyle, are you nervous with the AJ Brown injury?
No, I'm proud of you, Joe, and very disappointed in you, Hugh. This is...
You've been watching football, and now you're coming in. No.
Unbelievable, this guy.
No, because listen to what I'm saying. The one thing that I feel that I know strongly is this. Kirk Cousins had a rough day last week. Mm-hmm. He couldn't move.
Mm-hmm.
And part of it because they were in the pistol, shotgun, whatever you want to call it. This Eagles team is coming off of a game where they won, but the big question marks are the quarterback and the pass rush.
Mm-hmm.
I can't see Raheem Morris coming in knowing those things that are going on the defensive side of the ball, putting his quarterback in the same position that he was in last week.
I can. You know why? Because Kirk Cousins, Hugh, is plant-based. Have you seen this dude in primetime?
I'm not arguing that.
3-10 on Monday Night Football.
I'm not arguing that.
What, losing our number two wide receiver is going to be tough. It's going to be tough to overcome.
Ooh.
But Look, if this were last year, I would say this is a death sentence and we are certain to lose. We have an actual offensive coordinator this time.
No, we do.
He's going to get crafty. He's going to make things work.
Coach
He's
going to
move Devontae around,
yes.
Get Goddard involved, feed Saquon. Like, I actually have confidence in our offensive coordinator to be able to make this work for 1 week without A.J. Brown against I just don't think the Falcons are that good.
This
is really what
this
it comes
is
down
the thing
to.
That kind of has me a little concerned. I can't see them coming with the same game plan that they had last week.
Oh, no, they're going to run the ball more. Yeah.
They got to run the ball more. You have to do – like, I feel like this would be one of those games where they're going to try to keep it in manageable downs as much as they possibly can. And with that being said, that means giving the ball to Bijan Robinson a lot.
Yeah, they're going to shorten the game. They're going to run it a lot.
And you gave up 200 and some odd yards last week. That's probably was a
180 maybe. Yeah, it was a lot.
Yeah, it was a lot, though.
There's no question. Look, the Eagles are not perfect. But tonight, they're going to be fine, even without AJ. 215-592-9494. Are you nervous about this game with the news that AJ Brown is out? Only the second time he's going to miss a game as an Eagle. He missed the playoff game against Tampa last year. We don't have to talk about what happened in that game. But the reality is he's been super durable. He's been a great player. He is a great wide receiver. Are you nervous without AJ tonight? Hugh literally walked in today in his plant-based Hugh shirt, and he's acting like it here. I'm not nervous. They're going to be fine. This is an Eagles spot tonight. Extra rest at home, home crowd, Foles night.
It's going to be packed, too.
Cousins in prime time. Come on. 215-592-9494. We'll take your phone calls here. Plus, we'll get to a guy who may now need to step up in AJ's absence, what Sirianni had to say about that, and more. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's a game day. Welcome back. Midday show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. Are you nervous about tonight with A.J. Brown out? Plant-based Hugh is. I'm not. Listen, I understand how good of a player this is. But we're talking about a team that is better. They are at home. They get Kirk Cousins on primetime. A Falcons team that couldn't block last week for a quarterback that can't move. This is set up for the Eagles tonight, even without A.J. Brown. 215-592-9494. Of course, Hugh, you mentioned a few minutes ago, without A.J., that means someone's got to step up. Let's hear from Jahan Dotson. This is a couple days ago when they knew A.J. was banged up before he was officially ruled out. Dotson saying, look, if A.J. can't go, I'm ready to go.
If you do have to take a bigger role, how much more comfortable are you in that regard?
I'm extremely comfortable. You know, we're preparing right now as if A.J. is playing. That's the goal. But, you know, if my opportunities do come, you know, I'm going to take full advantage of them. That's what I was pretty much brought here to do, take advantage of every single opportunity that's given to me. So, you know, that's the nature of it. But, yeah, we're preparing as if AJ's going to play.
Well, obviously, we found out yesterday AJ is not going to play. Hugh, this is the first night where Jahan Dotson becomes a main character in the season. And, Hugh, they traded for him. And when they did this, I remember I was talking about how AJ and Devontae play almost every game, right? They're really durable. Yeah. But at some point, right, this stuff happens. It's football. And mm-hmm. at some point, someone's going to miss a game. This is why they traded for this guy.
Yeah, and tonight you had to step up. And, you know, all those things that were said about you down in Washington, you got a great chance today, well, tonight, to make all of that go away. The fact that, you know, Brian Mitchell got it, I have a tremendous amount of respect for it. Talked about how you didn't really basically ad-lib in here, that, like, you ain't got that dog in you. You got to have it tonight because you're going to get a lot of targets. And like I said, if I'm going into this, Devontae Smith becomes the focal point of the passing game, in my opinion. So I'm putting my best corner on him, and he's mirroring him all night long. So he's probably going to – it's a good chance that he might be negated, or he might not have the opportunities that Jahan Dotson's going to have. So it's time to step up. We know what Saquon brings to the table, but I think the other factor in this is the passing game. Because, again, if I'm a defensive coordinator and I'm scheming against this Eagles offense, I'm putting 8-man in the box. I'm taking A.J. and I'm putting him against Devontae, and I'm stopping the running game. And I'm going to make you beat me throwing the ball, especially knowing that there is a propensity potentially for Jalen to turn the ball over.
So what's your guess tonight on how the receiving thing looks? So my guess, Hugh, is we see Devontae outside, we see Jahan outside, and I think Britton Covey gets the stop, that gets the snaps in the slot tonight. Maybe, I mean, Paris Campbell could come up because Johnny Wilson also has a hamstring injury. He was limited at the end of the week.
That's the bigger receiver, Big
he's
John.
He was the one that got some run early in training camp. I think we're seeing Covey tonight. I think Covey's going to get the snaps when they're in the three receiver sets.
Yeah, that might be something that you could do. Another potential for a pretty good game tonight, I would say Dallas Goedert.
Well, from the tight end spot. Yeah,
tight end spot. I mean, there's going to be some opportunities there. Like I said, I don't feel like they're going to allow Saquon to get going, or they're going to try to stop him from getting going. The best thing to do in this situation, especially now with so many question marks about the quarterback, is to make Jalen throw the football.
Well, we're going to see it tonight. Let's go to the phone lines here. 215-592-9494. Are you nervous without AJ tonight? Chris in Middletown. Hey, Chris.
Happy game day, man.
Happy game day. What's up, Chris?
You, Douglas.
Yes.
Plant-based you.
It's unbelievable.
Dude, it's game day, bro. Are you serious?
10-20. I'm not, Chris. I still have confidence in the Eagles, but I'm a little bit concerned about AJ.
Put the blanket down. Put it down.
I'm concerned about AJ.
No blanket. No blanket.
Tell him, Chris. Tell him.
A little bit concerned.
You know what? Let's touch on something real quick, and then we're going to get into this. Joey ran into a buzzsaw this weekend.
Yeah, you got me in fantasy. I know.
He said you ran.
Yeah, you got me. No, he put up a lot of points. He got me.
Speaking of running into the wrong team this weekend and running into a buzzsaw, you know what, man? Here's the hot house going to go. The Filthy Birds are flying in to the wrong nest tonight. Our birds are going to beast again.
on the target of the quarterback. One zone has Kirk Cousins. He's always provided a hearty meal to the birds. Think Lombardi is going to mash this defense wide open. Jalen Hurts is going to drive a knife into their heart. Goddard's going to eat. Devonta Smith's going to eat. Everyone's eating tonight. Filthy Bird. Not tonight. This is our house. Tonight. See you next time. It's not going to happen for you. We are Eagles.
There we go, Chris.
That was awesome.
Are you still nervous after hearing that?
I'm not nervous. I'm just cautious.
You sound nervous to me.
Nah.
No. Listen, I don't think you're the only one. Early in our Twitter poll, about 50% of people are nervous for
tonight. Well, I'm going to tell you.
I get it.
I go through the range of emotions. I'm like, you know, sitting there watching football yesterday, watched some pretty good games. Shout out to the Jets. And Hassan Reddick, because they got to pay him now.
Huge Jets.
They got to pay him. They're my Jets. Got to pay him.
Will Levis helped them yesterday.
Will Levis. Like,
went to the Carson Wentz School of Quarterbacking.
No. Like, Brian Callahan said, dude, what are you doing?
Are you doing?
Somebody said, it sounded like a disappointed father. Like, that was the best.
Like, you get the call, your son got in trouble. Like,
what are you doing? Like, boy, I'm trying to teach. Like, my dad used to say this to me all the time. The more I teach you, the dumber I get. I'll never forget that. He used to say that all the time.
That's a good line.
No, it is. And I used to be like, now I get what he was coming from.
Watching that yesterday? Listen, we had a lot of upsets yesterday. I understand all that. But this tonight is set up for the Eagles. Home field, extra rest. They have Kirk Cousins on primetime. A Falcons team that couldn't block it all last week. But again, those tackles get any better overnight?
Yes. Okay. You know what? Guess who got cussed out all last week? Guess who
their
got
offensive
heard about?
Line, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Like, the one thing I can tell you is this, Joe. The worst thing... Well, it used to be like that. I don't know what these kids thinking nowadays, but it used to be like this. When you have a bad performance, you got to eat that turd all week long because everybody's asking, but what about this? You didn't protect the quarterback.
Or
why didn't you get to the – on our side, you guys didn't get to the quarterback. Bryce Huff, you got so-and-so $1 million. You ain't get to the quarterback. What's going on? And you know, he can't say, you know, the field was slippery. He got to eat that one. So you've been hearing that all week. That's why I'm looking at – you're talking about two different sides of the ball getting cursed out and blessed out all week long. They've been had question marks about them all week. Going into this game, you got a defense in ours, with the ends especially, that are trying to set the tone. You got an offensive line that got blessed out because they couldn't protect their quarterback. Something got to give.
Well, it does. You're right. So whoever wins that matchup tonight probably wins the game. 215-592-9494. Are you nervous without AJ? Hugh wearing his plant-based T-shirt is. I'm not. I just feel like this is the right spot to face the Falcons. If this game was in November, I'd be terrified because the Falcons are probably going to be a way better team in November than they are in September. Let's hear Sirianni on Jahan Dotson, who's now going to play a pretty big role tonight.
I feel really good about Jahan. I mean, first-round pick. Obviously, we traded for him and feel really good about him. He's a smooth route runner, everything like that. I just think sometimes that position is unfairly judged at times, just because they don't get the opportunities that these other guys are gonna get.
See, that right there bothers me.
Why?
Because he's trying to. That's a confidence builder. Those words right there are to build his confidence. Because Jahan Dotson's this is where I am. And I have a tremendous amount of respect for Coach Sirianni and the position that they're trying to put Jahan Dotson in. But at the same time, it's this former teammate of mine named Brian Mitchell, who was boots on the ground in Washington, that watched this guy every day.
And he was skeptical.
And he was super – like, the one thing that he said out of that interview that he did with Ike and Spike that really stuck out to me was this. He said – He was put in a position to compete, and he didn't. Like, Coach Sirianni's trying to build him up and give him that confidence. Tonight is the night, man. I want to believe in him, but it's like when somebody you trust tells you something about somebody. It carries a little bit more weight.
Sure, than if a random person
A random person tells you that, man. And that's why I'm kind of like, you know what I mean? I've been in the trenches with B. Mitch. I know his character. I know how he works. And when he says something about somebody like that, I don't take that lightly.
So I agree with you. And I'm not sitting here saying I'm holding my breath for 100 yards from Jahan Dotson.
But just a decent showing.
No, right. And they should be able to win tonight with their other guys. This is part of the reason you signed Saquon Barkley. So if you need to rely on, let's say, tonight, they should be able to get by tonight with Devontae Smith, Dallas Goedert, Saquon Barkley, and maybe more to Jalen Hurts' legs and no turnovers. Like, they don't. This is part of having all these weapons. You should be able to win a game if one of these guys goes down. It's why teams like the Niners and the Eagles and the Lions and, you know, you pick out two or three other teams, the Chiefs, win games without one star because they have so many. John is up next on WIP. Hey, John.
Yo, good morning. What's up, guys?
Hey, morning, John. What's up, pal?
All right, my man. Hey, Joe.
Mm.
Good morning. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good. I'm ready for the home opener tonight. What are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready, but I can tell something in your voice. So right now I need you. You need to be my eyes, man.
I'm looking at him right now.
I got the hand out. Look at that. Steady hand. No shake. My hand is not shaking, John.
It's not shaking. He's
tonight is a victory.
I can hear it in your voice. Matter of fact, I'm not too far from the SPCA if you want me to get you a dog over here.
John, the only person that needs a dog here is Hugh Douglas. I've got a dog, and I've got a win tonight, John. What don't you hear?
No, you're right about – listen, Nick's going to be there tonight. You're right about Nick Foles, but the bad thing is he's not in uniform.
I wish he was, John. I wish we were back in prime Nick Foles.
You got Kirk O'Chains coming back to town.
Kirk
was here how many times? He's going to be adding to that W list, man. I think he's going to nick one more and make it seven.
Oh, no. So you're worried about tonight. You're worried, John.
I can hear it. You, give me your eyes, man. What do you feel about Joe, you?
No, he looks steady.
Hand. John, home opener, Nick Foles night, pass rush gets going, their offensive line struggle, Kirk can't move. We got this.
Man, you're selling it. You are selling, man. Jeez.
John, we got this. John, there's no reason to be worried here. John, we love the call, and we appreciate it. John's trying to take his nervousness and your plant-basedness and put it on me.
Plant-basedness.
Don't put it on me. Don't put it on Kyle and I.
Don't put that evil on us.
We're trying to carry people who are now nervous because one player is down?
No, I just...
One player.
I just feel like the matchup, it's not going to go the way we think it's going to go. That's all. I'm not saying that we can't handle adversity because I think we did in the first game of the season. Mm-hmm. But it's not – I just don't want anybody to think that it's going to – you know, we're going to roll those Eagles helmets out there and the Falcons are going to just lay down. I don't think that's going to be the case.
Well, that better not be the case. You know, no, the Eagles have to come out and play really well. I mean, I do think, and you've said this a couple times already this morning, Hugh, sometimes we get fooled by week one.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think the Falcons are as bad as they looked in week one.
Mm-mm.
And I'll say this, they're probably desperate for a win tonight. Do you know who the Falcons play in week three?
Oh, yeah, they're Kansas City.
They got Kansas City.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
If they lose tonight, you can make a case.
They got to go to Kansas City.
Their season might be over on next Sunday.
Yeah,
I get it. We're gonna get the Falcons' best effort tonight. They're going to play well. I just feel like this is a good spot for the Eagles. The extra rest factors into why I'm thinking this. It's two extra days rest for the Eagles coming off the Friday game, and we just saw the Packers win yesterday without their quarterback with the extra rest. Jeff in Wilmington. What's up, Jeff?
Jeff.
Yo, what's up?
Hey, Jeff. What are you thinking?
All right. Three things. One, go Birds. Two, Dallas sucks. And three, when you're in a bathroom stall, this is to add to your tip for the day, Hugh. When you're in a bathroom stall, eyes forward and don't talk to me.
Yeah, that's that. Right? Toilet conversations are kind of weird, too.
They are.
Yeah. Yeah, they're definitely weird.
Yeah. All right, so my thing with the Eagles tonight is I'm going to assume that because we have a good coordinator, they're going to give Saquon a stick of touches. I think Goddard needs to be way more involved in this offense tonight. Mainly for the whole thing is keep Bijan off the field. Don't let the Falcons eat up clock with Bijan. And I think if we can do that, I think we're going to be fine.
Well, I think so too. And Jeff, the other thing tonight, and I think it's compounded without having AJ, they need to protect the football, right? Because AJ's the kind of player, we saw it last week, where maybe you have two bad possessions, couple turnovers, but he'll take one to the house and all of a sudden you get a quick touchdown. We probably don't have that tonight, right? They're probably not going to have the 70-yard bomb for a touchdown. So we got to not turn the ball over, not give away a possession.
Yeah, unless Skinny Batman can break free, which he can, but they're going to be keying on him because he's the only other guy. So that's why I'm saying that Goddard should be primed to get some more touches. And you know, it's going to be about ball control. That's the way I would scheme it if I'm them.
If I'm the Falcons, I would do that.
Both sides could do that. Jeff, we appreciate it. Hugh, we could get a lower scoring game tonight if both sides do the same thing, run the ball. That just limits possessions.
I'm thinking that. I don't know. See, this is the thing, Joe. We got a good offensive line. I think our offensive line, when you talk about the two lines, ours is better.
I agree.
I would say just on the strength of being younger that they probably have the better back. I would say because of the youth.
Yeah,
the youth
last week Saquon looked better, but I mean they're both really good. They're probably top five really backs good in the league.
If I'm Atlanta, this is how I'm trying to slow this game down. That means I want to grind the clock out. I want to take away as many possessions as I can for Jalen and put them in a position where they have to throw the ball. I think the way that, and I know this is going to be bad to say because you're going to be like, what do you mean, Hewitt? And I'll tell you what I mean. But I think that the way for the Falcons to win this game is they're going to have to force Jalen to throw the football. And the reason why they was like, well, Hugh, why are you saying that? I'm not saying it's true. But if I'm game planning for the Eagles, Jalen last week put the ball in harm's way a lot.
Four times.
Yes. So I want to try to exploit that. This is strategy, people. This is not me feeling like this is going to happen. But if I'm the defensive coordinator for the Falcons, I'm not letting you run the football. I want Jalen to throw the ball because I'm looking at him right now in a small sampling size, like Brett Favre.
Well, and with that, Hugh, he doesn't have his big play threat anymore.
Yes.
So he can just throw it up and that guy can make a play.
Exactly.
Jalen, I believe the Eagles are going to win tonight, but Jalen needs to protect the football. Like, this is not – they won last week with -2 in turnovers. It won't work tonight. I mean, it just won't work. Jalen has to protect the football. If he does, they're going to be fine. I think the Eagles' defense is going to play better tonight than they did in week one. I know they had a lot of opportunistic big plays, red zone plays, the Reed Blankenship interception, but they also give up big plays. I think they don't do that tonight, and it's lower score. 215-592-9494. Are you nervous? More than 50% in a poll early in the show are nervous about this game. A lot of plant-based people in Philadelphia today. I am surprised. T. Eagle in Northeast Philly. What's up, T. Eagle?
Man, listen, I'm addressing this to Hugh. Because I don't know what type of time he on right now. He bugging today. But, Hugh, we got the best team in the league, Hugh.
Mm-hmm.
Without A.J. Brown, the best team in the league. We got the best team, the tight ends, the running backs, our line. Like, who is going to stop us, Hugh? Why are you worried about Atlanta? They got Kirk Cousins and some other people that we don't care about. Like you worried about Atlanta for what, Hugh?
Am I allowed to speak now, T. Eagle?
You are, Hugh, but I'm just disappointed, man.
And that's okay. You're not the first person to be disappointed in me. But let me tell you what my job is at this station, and this is no disrespect to you. With my 10-year veterancy playing in the NFL, when I sit here – no, and this is not meant to be disrespectful. This is to give you the perspective that I'm coming from. When I watch these games – my job on this station is to tell you what potentially could happen. I'm taking out my Eagles fandom when I talk to you as a fan. It's not about me telling you, you know, that I think the Falcons are better. I'm telling you from a perspective, and I think I did a pretty good job of that this morning, how I would attack this Eagles team. It's not about what I feel the outcome is going to be.
I don't think I was listening. So how would you attack us? Real quick, like a quick synopsis. How would you attack us?
I just went through it, but basically what I said was this. I said that I would take away the running game, and I would make Jalen throw the football because Jalen has shown in a 1-week sampling that he has the potential to turn the ball over.
Correct. But can I say something? So listen. So say he don't turn the ball over, right? Our receiving core. We got Dallas Goedert. We got Devontae Smith, and we got Johan right now. And we got, you know, everybody else, Britton Covey, you know, Gainwell and all that. We have too many weapons. I understand you say take the run game away. But with the options that we have and their cornerbacks defending us, it's no way. No way.
Okay, that's how you feel, T. Eagle. I'm not going off of how I feel. Because, like, if you were –
That's not a fact to you? Our receiver core is better than their DBs?
T, listen to what – okay, for a minute. Just take your fandom out of it for a minute, bro. Because I picked the Eagles to win the game last week. So take that out. What I'm trying to tell you is if I was strategizing this game, that's the strategy that I would use. I'm not saying that they're a better team. I'm not saying that Jalen's going to throw a bunch of picks. But what I'm trying to tell you is this. If I'm attacking the Philadelphia Eagles offense, I'm taking the runaway. I'm not as worried about Devontae Smith, even though he's a good receiver, as I would have been about A.J. Brown.
Well, mostly, I think...
Because of the physicality factor.
Most NFL defensive coordinators, and I think the Falcons guy tonight is going to do the same thing you're saying.
Yes.
Now, it's on Jalen tonight to not turn the ball over, and Devontae's got to win tonight. You know, Devontae got a lot of money. He's the last 2 years been able to be the best number two in the NFL, right? Well, guess what he is tonight? He's the number one guy. And he's going up against their number one corner. And I believe Devontae's going to win tonight. I thought he played really well in week one. 215-592-9049 for your phone calls on the other side. Are you nervous about tonight without A.J. Brown? Jamal Anderson, the former Falcons, is going to join us at 11. We'll preview the game. And when we get back, Hugh, I got some numbers for you. I got a pair of numbers for you. Jalen Hurts in his career with A.J. Brown. Jalen Hurts without.
I'm pretty good at math.
Yeah, these numbers are interesting. They don't make me feel any stronger in my argument, but I need to relay them. We need to talk about it. 215-592-9494. I feel good. The Eagles will win this game. This is a good spot for the Eagles, even without A.J. Brown. Hugh, he's got some little nervousness in there. 215-592-9494. It's the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. Oh, there it is. Game day. It's what a night it is tonight, by the way. Not just the Eagles, which that's the headliner. Phillies Brewers, the Phillies continue their march towards the NL East by the number one seed. We got a lot to talk about. We'll get to the Phillies coming up in a little bit. 215-592-9494. All right. So I'm confident tonight. The Eagles are going to find a way, even without A.J. Brown. Hugh's a little nervous. And Hugh, I wish I had a statistic that can make you feel better. But I'm actually probably going to further your point. I could see Hugh using these numbers later in the show. You ready for this, Hugh? I looked these numbers up this morning because I just was curious here.
Uh-huh.
So we know Jalen Hurts' first 2 years in the NFL, A.J. Brown was not here, right?
Yes.
And the last two-plus years, A.J. Brown has been here. I've got the numbers for you. Jalen without A.J. Brown, Jalen with A.J. Brown.
Mm-hmm.
They're pretty different. All right, ready for this? Jalen Hurts without A.J. Brown, 59% completion, 84.7 passer rating, 33.9 QBR. Those are pretty much bottom quarterback numbers. Not very good, right?
Yeah.
Like bottom 10 of the league. Jalen Hurts with A.J. Brown, 65.7 completion, 94.4 passer rating, 68.3 QBR. Basically, without him, he's been a bottom 10 quarterback. With him, he's been a top 10 quarterback.
Yeah, the bottom line is this. When A.J.'s out there, man, everybody has a better opportunity to eat. I mean, and that's the bottom line. I'm not sitting here. I know a lot of Eagles fans probably in their feelings this morning. Well, why are you talking like that? Because it's my job. It's my job to tell you what potentially could happen. Not saying that it's going to happen, but it's like I am the drunk uncle at the barbecue that's telling you that your girlfriend's not that cute.
On a Monday morning.
On a Monday morning.
And
if you can't handle that, I don't know what to tell you because I'm not going to sit here and just be like, hey, everything's going to be fine. When I sit there and I watched – quite a few games yesterday where it was a whole bunch of folks thought they were going to be fine, and they weren't. Mm. It's not my job.
Can I give you about 330 million reasons why this should be fine tonight?
That's a lot of money.
Ready? You know, here's
for them receivers.
Well, you know, here are the three names, okay? Jalen Hurts, he costs about $250 million. He should be able to win a game without his number one wide receiver. Saquon Barkley costs, what, $36 million or so?
Mm-hmm.
And he should be able to carry the load again like he did last week without their number one wide receiver. And I'm going to give you one more, okay? About $51 million to a guy named Bryce Huff. He's going up against a quarterback that can't move tonight. Howie Roseman spent 330-something, if my math is off, million dollars on those three guys. They should be able to make up for one night for A.J. Brown not being there. Am I asking too much? Is that too much, the quarterback, the running back, and the pass rusher to have a night?
You're not.
Okay.
But I would be remiss if I sat here just because it's Monday and it's game day and act like we just didn't go through a whole thing about how bad this pass rush was last week and how suspect the quarterback looked. So all of a sudden, I'm going to sit here on a Monday because it's game day and tell everybody what they want to hear.
New week, new story.
I know that's a narrative, but it's like I have some legit concerns because, like I said, last week we sitting here talking about how good the Dallas Cowboys looking. That defense was out ready to hunt. Remember that? Ooh, they look so good.
And they got rocked.
So much. What? Who called it? Cowboy Jim? Called in talking about the Cowboy, how good they look. Micah this. Micah was on the back of a milk carton yesterday.
The absolute.
So y'all want me to sit here on a good game day Monday?
Yes.
Because y'all getting lathered up and sit here and act like everything is cool? No.
Yes.
No, she's not that cute.
We got people in the parking lot at 5:30.
Listen, she's not that cute. She's okay. She's okay.
Kirk Cousins in primetime. You know what he is?
Boy, I tell you.
UGLY ugly.
You ain't got no alibi.
None. Let's go to Rob Adelko. What's up, Rob?
Joe, you. What's up, boys?
Hey,
what's
Rob.
What's going on, man?
Listen, you just touched on a couple of my points. We can't get pressure on an aging old quarterback coming off an Achilles injury. We're not getting pressure on any quarterback this year. So it tells me a lot if we're starting to go in the right direction or not, guys. If we can't get pressure on that quarterback in that system that can't move. So that's one of my major concerns is Jalen turning over the football, protecting the ball. If he does that, we should be able to beat Atlanta even if we didn't have Devontae Smith. So, I don't care. With our offensive line and our quarterback, and a new offensive coordinator in Kellen Moore, he should be able to scheme enough to get by this Atlanta team without A.J. Brown.
Well, that, Rob, we're going to learn a lot tonight. We're going to learn a couple things. One, this is a game we learn about Devontae. Can he be a number one without A.J. in a big spot? And can they score enough points? Because the last time we saw this in the playoff game, they only scored 9 points, so that wasn't good. And then, Rob, the other thing we're going to learn tonight, can this pass rush get to anybody? Because you're right. We got a half a cooked Kirk Cousins out there. He can't move.
Damn right. I think you could beat him in a 40 right now, Hugh, Kirk Cousins.
No, I probably could have got a sack last week on Kirk Cousins.
I think Bryce Huff couldn't, but Hugh could.
Pulled your hammy trying to show me your sneakers the other day.
I'm lying.
Did you really?
No, almost. It was tight. I caught a cramp.
Oh, no.
If we gave you Huff's jersey, you probably would have been more productive than Bryce Huff.
I caught a cramp.
Well, you can't have 53 back. Zach Bond's got that one. Rob, we appreciate
it. The new 53.
Yeah, you lost that. I mean, you're out on that one.
I mean, that's cool. He's been balling out, man. He's doing so well, I start following him on the Instagram.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Well, he deserved that. Let's go to Big V. Mount Laurel, what's up, Big V?
Yo, Hugh, come on, man. If you don't stick that plant-based butter in your mouth and quit talking about being nervous, are you scared, Hugh? Buy a dog. Come on, Hugh.
Tell him, Big V.
Big V, what is my – is my job not to be honest about what could potentially happen? Is that not my job, Big V? Do you want me to lie to you, Big V? Do you want me to sit here and just tell you what you want to hear? Is that what we're doing?
That's right. Lie to me, fake an orgasm, whatever it takes.
BB, that was a lot. That was a lot.
That was a lot for a Monday morning. That was a lot. It was a lot.
But I hear you. I hear you. Okay.
Honesty, not the best policy
with
Big V.
Fine.
Look, Hugh, as they said before, we're not a team with one weapon. We're a team with weapons. They shut down one, we move to the other. Football is a game of inches. You take what they give you. They can't take everything from us. They're going to give it up. Come on. We got a man on one leg sitting there like a statue with a football. We can't sack him?
Big V, I think we can. But, do you really think – this is my thing, Big V. Do you really think, knowing what happened to them last week, do you really think they're going to come with that same game plan and let us do the same thing?
No, what I think is this. Knowing the way the Eagles played last week, Jalen's going to do a better job at protecting the ball. Coordinators are going to do a better job at making some pass routes that the number two looks like the number one. Saquon Barkley is going to continue on that level of excellence and get 115 yards.
You see what it is? Big V basically – see, Big V's saying the same thing that I'm saying, but he's saying it with optimism. I'm just telling you what could potentially happen. Yeah, we're saying the same thing.
We are, and I think we all realize it's a challenge tonight without AJ. He's a great player. Big V, we appreciate it. But the bottom line is this. Kirk Cousins primetime, home opener, Foles, and they're not losing on Foles night. They're just not. 215-592-9494. Your phone call is coming up 11 o'clock hour. We'll get to the Phillies as well. Big takeaways from the series win over the Mets, including a very special guest that we need to talk to about one of the unsung heroes of the weekend. Also, Jamal Anderson, the original Dirty Bird, he joins us next to talk Eagles, Falcons. Your call is all show. Are you nervous without AJ? I'm not. Hugh is. We'll discuss the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. If you're losing more and more of your hair down the shower drain each day or your hairline is disappearing, you need to visit my friend, Dr. Rafi. At Precision Hair Restoration. He will personally perform the most natural-looking hair restoration using cutting-edge, artist robotic, or neograft FUE. Newly single, have an upcoming wedding or job interview, or just want your hair back? Call Dr. Rafi, 215-800-9100. That's 215-800-9100, and get your confidence back. Or visit PhillyHairMD.com. That's PhillyHairMD.com. It's a game day! Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. Are you nervous about tonight with A.J. Brown out? Plant-based Hugh is. I'm not. Listen, I understand how good of a player this is, but we're talking about a team that is better. They are at home. They get Kirk Cousins on primetime. A Falcons team that couldn't block last week for a quarterback that can't move. This is set up for the Eagles tonight. Even without A.J. Brown, 215-592-9494. Of course, Hugh, you mentioned a few minutes ago, without A.J., that means someone's got to step up. Let's hear from Jahan Dotson. This is a couple days ago when they knew A.J. was banged up before he was officially ruled out. Dotson saying, look, if A.J. can't go, I'm ready to go.
If you do have to take a bigger role, how much more comfortable are you in that regard?
I'm extremely comfortable. You know, we're preparing right now as if AJ's playing. That's the goal. But, you know, when my opportunities, if my opportunities do come, you know, I'm going to take full advantage of them. That's what I was pretty much brought here to do, take advantage of every single opportunity that's given to me. So, you know, that's the nature of it. But, yeah, we're preparing as if AJ's going to play.
Well, obviously, we found out yesterday AJ is not going to play. Hugh, this is the first night where Jahan Dotson becomes a main character in the season. And, Hugh, they traded for him. And when they did this, I remember us talking about how AJ and Devontae play almost every game, right? They're really durable. Yeah. But at some point, right, this stuff happens. It's football. And mm-hmm. at some point, someone's going to miss a game. This is why they traded for this guy.
Yeah, and tonight you had to step up. And, you know, all those things that were said about you down in Washington, you got a great chance today, well, tonight, to make all of that go away. The fact that, you know, Brian Mitchell got it, I have a tremendous amount of respect for, talked about how you didn't really basically ad-lib in here, that, like, you ain't got that dog in you. You got to have it tonight because you're going to get a lot of targets. And like I said, if I'm going into this, Devontae Smith becomes the focal point of the passing game, in my opinion. So I'm putting my best corner on him, and he's mirroring him all night long. So he's probably going to – it's a good chance that he might be negated, or he might not have the opportunities that Jahan Dotson's going to have. So this it's time to step up. We know what Saquon brings to the table, but I think the other factor in this is the passing game. Because again, if I'm a defensive coordinator and I'm scheming against this Eagles offense, I'm putting eight man in the box. I'm taking AJ and I'm putting him against Devontae, and I'm stopping the running game. And I'm gonna make you beat me throwing the ball, especially knowing that there is a propensity potentially for Jalen to turn the ball over.
So what's your guess tonight on how the receiving thing looks? So my guess, Hugh, is we see Devontae outside, we see Jahan outside, and I think Britton Covey gets the stop, that gets the snaps in the slot tonight. Maybe, I mean, Paris Campbell could come up because Johnny Wilson also has a hamstring injury. He was limited at the end of the week. And
that's the bigger receiver, Big John.
He was the one that got some run early in training camp. I think we're seeing Covey tonight. I think Covey's going to get the snaps when they're in the three receiver sets.
Yeah, that might be something that you could do. Another potential for a pretty good game tonight, I would say Dallas Goedert.
Well, from the tight end spot.
Tight end spot. I mean, there's going to be some opportunities there. Like I said, I don't feel like they're gonna allow Saquon to get going, or they're gonna try to stop him from getting going. The best thing to do in this situation, especially now with so many question marks about the quarterback, is to make Jalen throw the football.
Well, we're gonna see it tonight. Let's go to the phone lines here. 215-592-9494. Are you nervous without AJ tonight? Chris in Middletown. Hey, Chris.
Happy game day, man.
Happy game day. What's up, Chris?
You. Douglas.
Yes.
Plant-based Hugh.
It's unbelievable.
Dude, it's game day, bro. Are you serious? 10-20.
I'm not, Chris, I still have confidence in the Eagles, but I'm a little bit concerned about AJ.
Put the blanket down. Put it down.
I'm concerned about AJ.
No blanket. No blanket.
Tell him, Chris. Tell him.
A little bit concerned.
You know what? Let's touch on something real quick, and then we're going to get into this. Joe, you ran into a buzzsaw this week.
Yeah, you got me in fantasy. I know.
He said you ran into
Yeah, you got me. No, he put up a lot of points. He got me.
Speaking of running into the wrong team this weekend and running into a buzzsaw, you know what, man? Here's our host going to go. The Filthy Birds are flying in to the wrong nest tonight. Our birds are going to feast again on the carcass of the quarterback, once known as Kirk Cousins. He's always provided a hearty meal to the birds. Saquon Barkley is going to smash this defense wide open. Jalen Hurts is going to drive a knife into their heart. Goddard's going to eat. Devonta Smith's going to eat. Everyone beats tonight. Filthy Birds. Not tonight. This is our house. Tonight. Big next round. It's not going to happen for you. We are
Eagles!
There we go, Chris.
That was awesome.
Are you still nervous after hearing that?
I'm not nervous. I'm just cautious.
You sound nervous to me.
Nah.
No. Listen, I don't think you're the only one. Earlier in our Twitter poll, about 50% of people are nervous for tonight.
I'm going to tell you.
I get it.
I go through the range of emotions. I'm like, you know, sitting there watching football yesterday, watched some pretty good games. Shout out to the Jets and Hassan Reddick, because they got to pay him now.
Huge Jets.
They got to pay him. They're my Jets.
Will Levis helped them yesterday.
Will Levis.
Went to the Carson Wentz School of Quarterbacking.
No. Like, Brian Callahan said, dude, what are you doing?
He didn't say it like that. What the bleep are you doing?
Somebody said, it sounded like a disappointed father. Like, that was the best.
Like, you get the call, your son got in trouble. Like, what are you doing?
What are you doing? Like, boy, I'm trying to teach. Like, my dad used to say this to me all the time. The more I teach you, the dumber I get. I'll never forget that. He used to say that all the time.
That's a good line.
No, it is. And I used to be like, Now I get what he was coming from.
Watching that yesterday. Listen, we had a lot of upsets yesterday. I understand all that. But this tonight is set up for the Eagles. Home field, extra rest. They have Kirk Cousins on primetime. A Falcons team that couldn't block it all last week.
Kirk can't move.
Well, but again, did those tackles get any better overnight?
Guess who, yes. Okay. You know what? Guess who got cussed out all last week? Guess who
their
got
offensive
heard about?
Line, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Like, the one thing I can tell you is this, Joe. The worst thing... Well, it used to be like that. I don't know what these kids thinking nowadays, but it used to be like this. When you have a bad performance, you got to eat that turd all week long because everybody's asking, but what about this? You didn't protect the quarterback.
Right.
Or why didn't you get to the – on our side, you guys didn't get to the quarterback. Bryce Huff, you got so-and-so million dollars. You ain't get to the quarterback. What's going on? And you know, he can't say, you know, the field was slippery. He got to eat that one.
Mm.
So you've been hearing that all week. That's why I'm looking at – you're talking about two different sides of the ball getting cursed out and blessed out all week long. They've been had question marks about them all week. Going into this game, you got a defense in ours, with the ends especially, that are trying to set the tone. You got an offensive line that got blessed out because they couldn't protect their quarterback. Some got to give.
Well, it does. You're right. So whoever wins that matchup tonight probably wins the game. 215-592-9494. Are you nervous without AJ? Hugh wearing his plant-based T-shirt is. I'm not. I just feel like this is the right spot to face the Falcons. If this game was in November, I'd be terrified because the Falcons are probably going to be a way better team in November than they are in September. Let's hear Sirianni on Jahan Dotson, who's now going to play a pretty big role tonight.
I feel really good about Jahan. I feel really good about Jahan. I mean, first-round pick. Obviously, we traded for him and feel really good about him. He's a smooth route runner, everything like that. I just think sometimes that position is unfairly judged at times, just because they don't get the opportunities that these other guys are going to get.
See, that right there bothers me.
Why?
Because he's trying to – that's a confidence builder. Those words right there are to build his confidence. Because Jahan Dotson's like – between – like, this is where I am. And I have a tremendous amount of respect for Coach Sirianni and the position that they're trying to put Jahan Dotson in. But at the same time, it's this former teammate of mine named Brian Mitchell, who was boots on the ground in Washington, that watched this guy every day.
And he was skeptical.
And he was super – like, the one thing that he said out of that interview that he did with Ike and Spike that really stuck out to me was this. He said – He was put in a position to compete, and he didn't. Like, Coach Sirianni's trying to build him up and give him that confidence. Tonight is the night, man. I want to believe in him, but it's like when somebody you trust tells you something about somebody, it carries a little bit more weight.
Sure, than if a random person
yeah,
says,
than
yeah.
a random person tells you that, man. And that's why
that.
I'm kind of like, you know what I mean? I've been in the trenches with B. Mitch. I know his character. I know how he works. And when he says something about somebody like that, I don't take that lightly.
So I agree with you. And I'm not sitting here saying I'm holding my breath for 100 yards from Jahan Dotson.
But just a decent showing.
No, right. And they should be able to win tonight with their other guys. This is part of the reason you signed Saquon Barkley. So if you need to rely on, let's say, tonight, they should be able to get by tonight with Devontae Smith, Dallas Goedert, Saquon Barkley, and maybe more to Jalen Hurts' legs and no turnovers. Like, they don't... This is part of having all these weapons. You should be able to win a game if one of these guys goes down. It's why teams like the Niners and the Eagles and the Lions and, you know, you pick out two or three other teams, the Chiefs, win games without one star because they have so many. John is up next on WIP. Hey, John.
Yo, good morning. What's up, guys?
Hey,
morning,
John. What's up, pal?
All right, my man. Hey, Joe.
Mm.
Good morning. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good. I'm ready for the home opener tonight. What are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready, but I can tell something in your voice. So right now I need you. You need to be my eyes, man.
I'm looking at him right now.
I got the hand out. Look at that. Steady hand. No shake. My hand is not shaking, John.
It's not shaking. He's
tonight is a victory.
I can hear it in your voice. Matter of fact, I'm not too far from the SPCA if you want me to get you a dog over here.
John, the only person that needs a dog here is Hugh Douglas. I've got a dog, and I've got a win tonight, John. What don't you hear?
No, you're right about – listen, Nick's going to be there tonight. You're right about Nick Foles, but the bad thing is he's not in uniform.
I wish he was, John. I wish we were back in prime Nick Foles.
You got Kirk O'Chains coming back to town.
Kirk
who was here
O'Chains.
How many times? He's going to be adding to that W list, man. I think he's going to nick one more and make it seven.
Oh, no. So you're worried about tonight. You're worried, John.
I can hear it. You, give me your eyes, man. What do you feel about Joe, you?
No, he looks steady.
Hand. John, home opener, Nick Foles night, pass rush gets going, their offensive line struggle, Kirk can't move. We got this.
Man, you're selling it. You are selling, man. Jeez.
John, we got this. John, there's no reason to be worried here. John, we love the call and we appreciate it. John's trying to take his nervousness and your plant-basedness and put it on me.
Plant-basedness.
Don't put it on me. Don't put it on Kyle and I.
Don't put that evil on us.
We're trying to carry people who are now nervous because one player is down?
No, I just
one player.
I just feel like the matchup, it's not going to go the way we think it's going to go. That's all. I'm not saying that we can't handle adversity because I think we did in the first game of the season.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not – I just don't want anybody to think that it's going to – you know, we're going to roll those Eagles helmets out there and the Falcons are going to just lay down. I don't think that's going to be the case.
Well, that better not be the case. You know, no, the Eagles have to come out and play really well. I mean, I do think – and you've said this a couple times already this morning, Hugh. Sometimes we get fooled by week one.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think the Falcons are as bad as they looked in week one.
Mm-mm.
And they – and I'll say this. They're probably desperate for a win tonight. Do you know who the Falcons play in week three?
Oh, yeah, they're Kansas City.
They got Kansas City.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
If they lose tonight, you can make a case.
They got to go to Kansas City.
Their season might be over on next Sunday.
Yeah,
I get it. We're gonna get the Falcons' best effort tonight. They're going to play well. I just feel like this is a good spot for the Eagles. The extra rest factors into why I'm thinking this. It's two extra days rest for the Eagles coming off the Friday game, and we just saw the Packers win yesterday without their quarterback with the extra rest. Jeff in Wilmington. What's up, Jeff?
Jeff.
Yo, what's up?
Hey, Jeff. What are you thinking?
All right. Three things. One, go Birds. Two, Dallas sucks. And three, when you're in a bathroom stall, this is the add to your tip for the day, Hugh. When you're in a bathroom stall, eyes forward and don't talk to me.
Yeah, toilet conversations are kind of weird, too.
They are.
Yeah. Yeah, they're definitely weird.
Yeah. All right, so my thing with the Eagles tonight is I'm going to assume that because we have a good coordinator, they're going to give Saquon a stick of touches. I think Goddard needs to be way more involved in this offense tonight. Mainly for the whole thing is keep Bijan off the field. Don't let the Falcons eat up clock with Bijan. And I think if we can do that, I think we're going to be fine.
Well, I think so too. And Jeff, the other thing tonight, and I think it's compounded without having AJ, they need to protect the football, right? Because AJ's the kind of player we saw it last week where, yeah, maybe you have two bad possessions, couple turnovers, but he'll take one to the house and all of a sudden you get a quick touchdown. We probably don't have that tonight, right? They're probably not going to have the 70-yard bomb for a touchdown. So we got to not turn the ball over, not give away a possession.
Now, unless Skinny Batman can break free, which he can, but they're going to be keying on him because he's the only other guy. So that's why I'm saying that Goddard should be primed to get some more touches. And you know, it's going to be about ball control. That's the way I would scheme it if I'm them.
If I'm the Falcons, I would do that. Definitely would do that.
Both sides could do that. Jeff, we appreciate it. Hugh, we could get a lower scoring game tonight if both sides do the same thing, run the ball. That just limits possessions.
I'm thinking that. I don't know. See, this is the thing, Joe. We got a good offensive line. I think our offensive line, when you talk about the two lines, ours is better.
I agree.
I would say just on the strength of being younger that they probably have the better back. I would say because of the youth.
Yeah,
the youth
last week Saquon looked better, but I mean they're both really good. They're probably top five
really
backs
good.
In the league.
If I'm Atlanta, this is how I'm trying to slow this game down. That means I want to, like, I want to grind the clock out. I want to take away as many possessions as I can for Jalen and put them in a position where they have to throw the ball. I think the way that, and I know this is going to be bad to say because you're going to be like, what do you mean, Hewitt? And I'll tell you what I mean. But I think that the way for the Falcons to win this game is they're going to have to force Jalen to throw the football. And the reason why they was like, well, why are you saying that? I'm not saying it's true. But if I'm game planning for the Eagles, Jalen last week put the ball in harm's way a lot.
Four times.
Yes. So I want to try to exploit that. This is strategy, people. This is not me feeling like this is going to happen. But if I'm the defensive coordinator for the Falcons, I'm not letting you run the football. I want Jalen to throw the ball because I'm looking at him right now in a small sampling size, like Brett Favre.
Well, and with that, Hugh, he doesn't have his big play threat anymore.
Yes.
So he can just throw it up and that guy can make a play.
Exactly.
Jalen, I believe the Eagles are going to win tonight, but Jalen needs to protect the football. Like, this is not – they won last week with -2 in turnovers. It won't work tonight. I mean, it just mm-hmm. won't work. Jalen has to protect the football. If he does, they're going to be fine. I think the Eagles' defense is going to play better tonight than they did in week one. I know they had a lot of opportunistic big plays, red zone plays, the Reed Blankenship interception, but they also give up big plays. I think they don't do that tonight, and it's lower score. 215-592-9494. Are you nervous? More than 50% in our poll early in the show are nervous about this game. A lot of plant-based people in Philadelphia today. I am surprised. T. Eagle in Northeast Philly. What's up, T. Eagle?
Man, listen, I'm addressing this to Hugh. Because I don't know what type of time he on right now. He bugging today. But, Hugh, we got the best team in the league, Hugh.
Mm-hmm.
Without A.J. Brown, the best team in the league. We got the best team, the tight ends, the running backs, our line. Like, who is going to stop us, Hugh? Why are you worried about Atlanta? They got Kirk Cousins and some other people that we don't care about. Like you worried about Atlanta for what, Hugh?
Am I allowed to speak now, T. Eagle?
You are, Hugh, but I'm just disappointed, man.
And that's okay. You're not the first person to be disappointed in me. But let me tell you what my job is at this station, and this is no disrespect to you. With my 10-year veterancy playing in the NFL, when I sit here – no, and this is not meant to be disrespectful. This is to give you the perspective that I'm coming from. When I watch these games – my job on this station is to tell you what potentially could happen. I'm taking out my Eagles fandom when I talk to you as a fan. It's not about me telling you, you know, that I think the Falcons are better. I'm telling you from a perspective, and I think I did a pretty good job of that this morning, how I would attack this Eagles team. It's not about what I feel the outcome is going to be.
I don't think I was listening. So how would you attack us? Real quick, like a quick synopsis. How would you attack us?
I just went through it, but basically what I said was this. I said that I would take away the running game, and I would make Jalen throw the football because Jalen has shown in a one-week sampling that he has the potential to turn the ball over.
Correct. But can I say something? So listen. So say he don't turn the ball over, right? Our receiving core. We got Dallas Goedert. We got Devontae Smith, and we got Johan right now. And we got, you know, everybody else, Britton Covey, you know, Gainwell and all that. We have too many weapons. I understand you say take the run game away. But with the options that we have and their cornerbacks defending us, it's no way. No way.
Okay, that's how you feel, T. Eagle. I'm not going off of how I feel. Because, like, if you were listening.
That's not a fact to you? Our receiver core is better than their DBs?
T, listen to what – okay, for a minute. Just take your fandom out of it for a minute, bro. Because I picked the Eagles to win the game last week. So take that out. What I'm trying to tell you is if I was strategizing this game, that's the strategy that I would use. I'm not saying that they're a better team. I'm not saying that Jalen's going to throw a bunch of picks. But what I'm trying to tell you is this. If I'm attacking the Philadelphia Eagles offense, I'm taking the runaway. I'm not as worried about Devontae Smith, even though he's a good receiver, as I would have been about A.J. Brown.
Well, most of the league, I think,
because of the physicality factor.
Most NFL defensive coordinators, and I think the Falcons guy tonight is going to do the same thing you're saying.
Yes.
Now, it's on Jalen tonight to not turn the ball over, and Devontae's got to win tonight. You know, Devontae got a lot of money. He's the last 2 years been able to be the best number two in the NFL, right? Well, guess what he is tonight? He's the number one guy. And he's going up against their number one corner. And I believe Devontae's going to win tonight. I thought he played really well in week one. 215-592-9494. For your phone calls on the other side, are you nervous about tonight without A.J. Brown? Jamal Anderson, the former Falcons, is going to join us at 11. We'll preview the game. And when we get back, Hugh, I got some numbers for you. I got a pair of numbers for you. Jalen Hurts in his career with A.J. Brown. Jalen Hurts without.
I'm pretty good at math.
Yeah, these numbers are interesting. They don't make me feel any stronger in my argument, but I need to relay them. We need to talk about it. 215-592-9494. I feel good. The Eagles will win this game. This is a good spot for the Eagles, even without A.J. Brown. Hugh, he's got some a little nervousness in there. 215-592-9494. It's the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. Oh, there it is. Game day. It's what a night it is tonight, by the way. Not just the Eagles, which that's the headliner. Phillies Brewers, the Phillies continue their march towards the NL East by the number one seed. We got a lot to talk about. We'll get to the Phillies coming up in a little bit. 215-592-9494. All right. So I'm confident tonight. The Eagles are going to find a way, even without A.J. Brown. Hugh's a little nervous. And Hugh, I wish I had a statistic that can make you feel better. But I'm actually probably going to further your point. I could see Hugh using these numbers later in the show. You ready for this, Hugh? I looked these numbers up this morning because I just was curious here.
Uh-huh.
So we know Jalen Hurts' first 2 years in the NFL, A.J. Brown was not here, right?
Yes.
And the last two-plus years, A.J. Brown has been here. I've got the numbers for you. Jalen without A.J. Brown, Jalen with A.J. Brown.
Mm-hmm.
They're pretty different. All right, ready for this? Jalen Hurts without A.J. Brown, 59% completion, 84.7 passer rating, 33.9 QBR. Those are pretty much bottom quarterback numbers. Not very good, right?
Yeah.
Like bottom 10 in the league. Jalen Hurts with A.J. Brown, 65.7 completion, 94.4 passer rating, 68.3 QBR. Basically, without him, he's been a bottom 10 quarterback. With him, he's been a top 10 quarterback.
Yeah, the bottom line is this. When A.J.'s out there, man, everybody has a better opportunity to eat. I mean, and that's the bottom line. I'm not sitting here. I know a lot of Eagles fans probably in their feelings this morning. I'm like, why are you talking like that? Because it's my job. It's my job to tell you what potentially could happen. Not saying that it's going to happen, but it's like I am the drunk uncle at the barbecue that's telling you that your girlfriend's not that cute.
On a Monday morning.
And if you can't handle that, I don't know what to tell you because I'm not going to sit here and just be like, hey, everything's going to be fine. When I sit there and I watched quite a few games yesterday where it was a whole bunch of folks thought they were going to be fine, and they weren't. Mm. It's not my job.
Can I give you about 330 million reasons why this should be fine tonight?
That's a lot of money.
Ready? Here's them
receivers.
Well, you know, here are the three names, okay? Jalen Hurts, he costs about $250 million. He should be able to win a game without his number one wide receiver. Saquon Barkley costs, what, $36 million?
Mm-hmm.
And he should be able to carry the load again like he did last week without their number one wide receiver. And I'm going to give you one more, okay? About $51 million to a guy named Bryce Huff. He's going up against a quarterback that can't move tonight. Howie Roseman spent 330-something, if my math is off, million dollars on those three guys. They should be able to make up for one night for A.J. Brown not being there. Am I asking too much? Is that too much, the quarterback, the running back, and the pass rusher to have a night?
You're not.
Okay.
But I would be remiss if I sat here just because it's Monday and it's game day and act like we just didn't go through a whole thing about how bad this pass rush was last week and how suspect the quarterback looked. So all of a sudden, I'm going to sit here on a Monday because it's game day and tell everybody what they want to hear.
New week, new story.
I know that's a narrative, but it's like I have some legit concerns because, like I said, last week we sitting here talking about how good the Dallas Cowboys looking. That defense was out ready to hunt. Remember that? Ooh, they look so good.
And they got rocked.
So much. What? Who called it? Cowboy Jim? Called in talking about the Cowboy, how good they look. Micah was on the back of a milk carton yesterday.
The absolute.
So y'all want me to sit here on a good game day Monday?
Yes.
Because y'all getting lathered up and sit here and act like everything is cool? No.
Yes.
No, she's not that cute.
We got people in the parking lot at 5:30.
Listen, she's not that cute. She's okay. She's okay.
Kirk Cousins in primetime. You know what he is?
Boy, I tell you.
UGLY ugly.
He ain't got no alibi.
None. Let's go to Rob at Delco. What's up, Rob?
Joe, you. What's up, boy?
Hey,
what's
Rob.
What's going on, man?
Listen, you just touched on a couple of my points. We can't get pressure on an aging old quarterback coming off an Achilles injury. We're not getting pressure on any quarterback this year. So it tells me a lot if we're starting to go in the right direction or not, guys. If we can't get pressure on that quarterback in that system that can't move. So that's one of my major concerns is Jalen turning over the football, protecting the ball. If he does that, we should be able to beat Atlanta even if we didn't have Devontae Smith. I don't care. With our offensive line and our quarterback and a new offensive coordinator in Kellen Moore, he should be able to scheme enough to get by this Atlanta team without A.J. Brown.
Well, we're going to learn a lot tonight. We're going to learn a couple things. One, this is a game we learn about Devontae. Can he be a number one without A.J. in a big spot? And can they score enough points? Because the last time we saw this in the playoff game, they only scored 9 points, so that wasn't good. And then, Rob, the other thing we're going to learn tonight, can this pass rush get to anybody? Because you're right. We got a cooked Kirk Cousins out there. He can't move.
Damn right. I think you could beat him in a 40 right now, Hugh Kirk Cousins.
I probably could have got a sack last week, though. I probably could have got a sack last week on Kirk Cousins.
You probably could have got a
sack. Yeah, I probably could have got a sack. No, I'm lying.
I think we could get Hugh Bryce Huff.
Bryce Huff couldn't, but Hugh could.
I'm pulled your hammy trying to show me your sneakers the other day.
I'm lying.
Did you really?
No, almost. It was tight.
What are you doing?
I caught a cramp.
If we gave you Huff's jersey, you probably would have been more productive than Bryce Huff.
I caught a cramp.
Well, you can't have 53 back. Zach Bond's got that one. Rob, we appreciate
it. The new 53.
Yeah, you lost that. I mean, you're out on that one.
I mean, that's cool. He's been balling out, man. He's doing so well, I start following him on the Instagram.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Well, he deserved that. Let's go to Big V. Matt Laura, what's up, Big V?
Yo, Hugh, come on, man. If you don't stick that plant-based butter in your mouth and quit talking about being nervous, are you scared, Hugh? Buy a dog. Come on, Hugh.
Tell him, Big V.
Big V, what is my – is my job not to be honest about what could potentially happen? Is that not my job, Big V? Do you want me to lie to you, Big V? Do you want me to sit here and just tell you what you want to hear? Is that what you want me to do?
That's right. Lie to me, fake an orgasm, whatever it takes.
BB, that was a lot.
That was a lot for a Monday morning. That was a lot. It was a lot.
But I hear you. I hear you. Okay.
Not the best policy
okay,
with Big
fine,
V.
Okay, fine.
Look, Hugh, look. As they said before, we're not a team with one weapon. We're a team with weapons. They shut down one, we move to the other. Football is a game of inches. You take what they give you. They can't take everything from us. They're going to give it up. Come on. We got a man on one leg sitting there like a statue with a football. We can't sack him?
Big V, I think we can. But, do you really think – this is my thing, Big V. Do you really think, knowing what happened to them last week, do you really think they're going to come with that same game plan and let us do the same thing?
No, what I think is this. Knowing the way the Eagles played last week, Jalen's going to do a better job at protecting the ball. Coordinator's going to do a better job at making some pass routes that the number two looks like the number one. Saquon Barkley is going to continue on that level of excellence and get 115 yards.
You see what it is? Big V basically. See, Big V's saying the same thing that I'm saying, but he's saying it with optimism. I'm just telling you what could potentially happen. Yeah, we're saying the same thing.
We are, and I think we all realize it's a challenge tonight without AJ. He's a great player. Big V, we appreciate it. But the bottom line is this. Kirk Cousins primetime, home opener, Foles, and they're not losing on Foles night. They're just not. 215-592-9494. Your phone call is coming up 11 o'clock hour. We'll get to the Phillies as well. Big takeaways from the series win over the Mets, including a very special guest that we need to talk to about one of the unsung heroes of the weekend. Also, Jamal Anderson, the original Dirty Bird. He joins us next to talk Eagles, Falcons. Your call is all show. Are you nervous without AJ? I'm not. Hugh is. We'll discuss the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. If you're losing more and more of your hair down the shower drain each day or your hairline is disappearing, you need to visit my friend, Dr. Rafi at Precision Hair Restoration. He will personally perform the most natural-looking hair restoration using cutting-edge artist robotic or neograft FUE. Newly single, have an upcoming wedding or job interview, or just want your hair back? Call Dr. Rafi, 215-800-9100. That's 215-800-9100, and get your confidence back. Or visit PhillyHairMD.com. That's PhillyHairMD.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.